Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Mem Zayin, and we are at the sixth wide line on daf Mem Vav Amid Beis Iboilo. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufu Shalema for Shlomo Zalman Ben Leah and Miriam Bas Malka Freda. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Rivka Bas Ibadol Chaim Rav Gabriel Tzvi and Nechemya Asher ben Menachem Mendel. So, yesterday, 7.5 years ago, we learned the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, which got involved in the Hilchas Avelos, Hilchas Kvura, Hilchas Hanging of the people that were killed by Beis Din. Today's Daf is going to begin with a little bit of a digression and really talking big picture, high level, about halachos related to a mace. So really the Gemara that we're going to learn right now is a very foundational Gemara tucked away here in the middle of Perek Nigmar Hadin. Tzok the Gemara, Ibayiluhu. The Bnei Yeshiva cleared the following question, Kvura. The fact that when somebody dies, we bury him. Mishum bezionhu. Is it because if we wouldn't bury a mace, so the mace would be embarrassed, meaning for a person's body to decompose in public is a dover shel bezion, and it's for that reason that the Torah said that when somebody dies, we bury him. Oy mishum kaparahu. Or is it related to kapara? So what's the kapara? The fact that a person is lowered into the ground, that's somewhat degrading, and as a result, he gets a kapara by virtue of that happening. In other words, a chakira as it relates to why it is that we bury a person. Is it mishum bezioina or is it mishum kapara? Now, to be clear, at the end of the previous daf, the Gemara said that kfura is a din d'iraisa, and we learn it from Sukkim. But really, the Bnei Yeshiva wanted to know the time of the kra. Is it mishum? Because of the bezoyin that the mace would happen if he were not buried? Or is it mishum kapara to give him a kapara? Says the Gemara, l'may nafkamina, why does it matter? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. There's a nafkamina la'alocha da'amaloi be'ina delik berua la'hai gavra. Let's say the person says that I don't want to be buried. Meaning a person writes in his will and final testament, this is his sava, he does not want to be buried. If the reason that we bury a mace is related to the bezoyin, then it would not be okay for him to say that he doesn't want to be buried. And the reason, says Rashi, is because if it's a bezoyin for a mace not to be buried, then the bezoyin is not only for the mace. The bezoyin is for his family as well. So even though a person could be moichel al bezoyinai, but he can't be moichel on the bezoyin of others. So if the reason is mishum bezoyinai, he wouldn't be believed to say that. V'yamr mishum kaparahu. If, however, it's related to kaparahu, amr lo'i bin a kapara, person has a right to say, I don't want a kapara. Foolish, but if he wants to do it, he could do. My. So what's the halacha? Again, is kfura mishum bezoyinai, or is kfura mishum kapara? So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya. From the fact that even tzaddikim get buried. Now, if you're going to tell me that the reason we bury a mace is related to kapara, tzaddiki le kapara tzrichi, do tzaddikim need kapara? Of course not. And if that's the case, from the fact that we buried tzaddikim, that's a raya that kfur is not related to kapara, rather it must be related to bezion. But the Gemara says no, in, meaning tzaddikim do need kapara. Because the pasuk says, Adam ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'layachta. You could be a tzaddik, you could be a tzaddik gomor, but to say that you have no averus in the world and you literally don't need kapara, Adam ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'layachta. And it's for that reason, says the Gemara, even tzaddikim get buried, even if the reason for getting buried is related to kapara. Now, it's yodua, just to mention that Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Aleph says that even though the pasuk says Adam ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'layachta, it doesn't mean that there's no such thing to be a person that's never going to do an avera. What it means is that it's impossible that a person's going to do every action throughout his entire life perfectly. And Reb Chaim Volozhin says it in the context of Chava and Adam who ate from the Eitz Hadas and the Nachash who was Ba'al Chava, the Hittel Ba'zuama, and as a result there's a little bit of Ra in man, and therefore, even if you would have a person that would be able to reach a Madrega where he didn't do any Averas, but his mitzvahs would have a tarovus of ra. There's a little bit of bad that's inherent into the DNA of a person, and that's what underpins this principle. But the bottom line is, every person, even the greatest tzaddik in the world, needs kapara, and therefore you can't bring derive from the fact that we buried tzaddikim that the idea of kfura is related not to kapara, but rather to bezionis. The Gemara Tashma, bring your derive from somewhere else. The pasuk says, v'sof tu lo'i kol Yisrael, v'kavruois. The context over here is, Yeravam ben Nevat, who we know was a very bad person. He's from the Elu She'en Lam Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. He was a Chayti U'machti as a rabbi. And the Navi told him that you should know your entire family is going to end up dying and no one's going to be buried and no one's going to get Hespedim. There's only one person, your son Avia. He is the Yachid. He's the only one that's going to be an exception to this rule. Now, if you're going to tell me that the purpose of kfura is kapara, so then wouldn't it make sense that kihechid that havale kapara hanachnami lekfuru, that even these people who are rishaim should have been buried simply so that they should be able to get kapara? Meaning, if the purpose of kfura is bezyoina, so then I understand that these rishaim from the family of Yeravam ben Nevat, they're not worthy of getting this bizyona. But if you're going to tell me that it's related to kapara, so why shouldn't they get kapara? So the Gemara says that no. Hi, the tzaddik who tahavale kapara, hanachle lahavalu kapara. Fakir, that's exactly what the Navi was saying. The Navi was saying that the family of Yeravam ben Nevat are such risham that they're not even deserving of kapara. And it's for that reason they're not going to merit for Tashma, being arrived from another pasuk. It says, lo yisaftu v'lo yikaveru. So this pasuk is talking about Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who was giving teichacha to the Anshei Anasois. They were big Rishon, and he said, lo yisaftu v'lo yikaveru, that when you die, no one's going to be maspid you, and when you die, no one's going to bury you. Now, what's the kasha? The kasha is the bishloim, if the purpose of kvura is mishum b'zioinos, I understand. They don't deserve not to have that b'zioin. So it's for that reason they're going to not be buried. Fakir, let them have the b'zioin. But if you're going to tell me it's mishum kapara, so why shouldn't they get kapara? So the Gemara says, the same teretz, lo yitahavalu kapara. What the Navi was saying is that they're not even deserving of kapara, and it's for that reason they will not be buried. Either way, the Gemara leaves this question unresolved. So again, what was this ibaya? Kfura, mishum bezioina, or mishum kapara? We tried bringing a few rayas, but at the end of the day, the Gemara does not resolve this question. In fact, the Gemara immediately goes to another question, also very foundational in the world of Mason, and that is from the topic of kfura to the topic of hespeda. Says the Gemara, Ibayilu, hespeda, a eulogy. You kare the chaya havi, or you kare the shichvi havi. So when someone gets up to be maspid, a nifter, the idea is to give kavod, right? That is the purpose. The question is, who is supposed to be the recipient of that kavod? Is it for the mace? Meaning it's the person lying in the casket? He's the one that is the beneficiary of this kavod, or maybe it's his mishpacha, it's the avelim, it's all the people that are surrounding him, they're the ones that are the beneficiaries of this kavod. L'may nafkemina, does it matter? Meaning the hesped is the hesped is the hesped. You're going to prepare it the same way. What then is the nafkemina? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you two nafkeminas. Number one, the amar lo tisped v'lehu gavur. Let's say a person says, I don't want a hesped. If the beneficiary of the hesped is the mace, if he says I don't want it, he has a right to say I don't want it. He could be Michael on his covet. If, however, it's because of you kara de chayi, it's really based on the covet that everybody else is going to get it, then he's not a bailam to say loy tispedu inami. Alternatively, la fuke mi yarshim. In the event that the person that died didn't have any resources for us to go now and hire a professional eulogizer, right? So a eulogizer once upon a time was an umnus nikiyah v'kala. This was one of the jobs you find that the Gemara talks about in different places. But regardless, let's say the nifter himself didn't have any money, and now we want to go to the yarshim and ask the yarshim to pay. Could we force them to pay or not? If the yarshim are the beneficiaries, then we would be able to. If, however, it's all about the mace, then mechates, you would have a right to do that. Either way, this is the shaila. A hesped, which is all about kavod, but is it yikare de chaye or is it yikare de shichvi? So the Gemara says, Tashma, bring your raya. The pasuk says, Vayavay Avram, lispoid lesara, Vilif Koisa. Now, if you're going to tell me, Mishum Yikara Dechayihu, Mishum Yikara Davram, Mashule Lesara, what happened? What happened was Sarah was Nifter, and they didn't bury Sarah right away. They waited for Avram to come. That's what the Pasuk says. Vayavay Avram, and it was afterwards that they went on with the Levaya and with the Kfura, but first Avram Avinu came, Lispay Lesara Vilif Koisa. And the Gemara is mooching a little bit. Why did they wait for Avram Avinu? Now, Bishloima, if you're going to tell me that when a hesped is given, it's Mishum Yukara de Mesi. So the reason they were waiting for Avram was because they knew Avram Avinu was going to give a very, very heartwarming hesped, and it would be covered for Sarah. So even though right now they're not burying Sarah immediately, which is not covered for Sarah, but the flip side is Avram Avinu is going to come and is going to give a chash of a hesped. But if you're going to tell me that the hesped is Yukara de Chayi, so Mishum Yukara de Avram, Mashulei Lasara, because of cover that Avram Avinu himself is going to get when he gives his hesped, and really because of cover that all the Avelim are going to get when Avram Avinu gives his hesped, is it fear to wait for Sarah? So the Gemara says, yeah, because Sarah gufa nichle keichad miyakob be'Avram. We know that Sarah would have wanted that. She would have been meichel on a little bit of herself, ki heichid, that Avram Avinu should get cover. Tashma. V'softuloi kol Yisrael, v'kavru oisai. So this Tashma brings us back to the pasuk that we mentioned earlier in the daf, which we also mentioned in the previous daf. This is the third time in this sugya that this pasuk is mentioned. And again, it's talking about Aviah, the son of Yeravam. He's the only one of the family of Yeravam ben Nevat that would merit to have a hesped and would merit to have a kfura. Now, in the previous Gemara, we brought it because of the v'kavroisai part. Now we're talking about hesped, and now we're bringing it because of the softuloi part. What's the kasha? Yeah, if you're going to tell me b'shem dikar dechayihu, if you're going to tell me that the whole purpose of the hesped is not for the nifter, it's actually for the person that's alive, it's for the aveilim, zahanach b'nei yikar ninu, so then why would we be masped avia, the son of Yeravam ben Nevat, a gishmak akasha. Meaning, Avia is unique, even though he's from the family of Yeravam ben Nevat, but afilu hachi, we're going to treat him differently. Now, one of the things we're going to treat him differently is we're going to be maspid him. Now, Bishleim, if hesped is about the nifter, so he deserves this covet. This covet achron, right? But if you're going to tell me it's because of the chayi, you're telling me all the people that are alive are not even going to be buried when they die. The whole family is rotten. So if that's the case, why are we giving a hesped to the son of Yeravam ben Nevat for all the labor that you mentioned? Oh, must be, it's Yukara de Shichvi. But the Gemara says, no, nichol luhu letzadikaya de meyakubu inchi, because it's actually a covet. It's a good thing for a mace that he knows that through him, other people are going to get covered. And that's what the Navi was saying. The Navi was saying is that this son of Yeravam ben Nevat is going to have that toyelis, which we know is something that he would love to have, that through him, under are going to get covered. So it's taka yukara de chayi, but being that there is some toyelis that comes to the nifter, and he's deserving of that, it's that for that reason we're going to do it. So I'm going to tashma, bring you a raya from the Anche Anosois. Again, what your Miyoha Navi tell the Anche Anosois, lo yisaftu veloy yikaveru, then no one's going to be maspid them, and no one is going to bury them. Now, no one's going to bury them, I understand. They don't deserve the kavod ames, they don't deserve the kapara, but lo yisaftu, no one's going to be maspid them. Why is nobody going to be maspid them? Now, Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that hesped is all about the mace, oh, that's why no one's going to be maspid them. But if you're going to tell me that hesped is about the chayi, so fakaret, why should all the labor that you mention that are good people lose out because of these rishon? So the Gemara says, kusloi nichalei letzadik kayer de miyaki berishiyai. A tzadik does not want to get covered through a rasha. And it's actually not a covered for the tzadikim to now all of a sudden, oh, wow, because they're honoring my cousin who was a Rasha Merusha, She'in L'Chelek L'Olam Haba, who doesn't even get Kfura. There's no benefit in that for him. And it's for that reason they were told that no one's going to be maspid you because you're not deserving of it. And even if it's because of the Chaim are not even going to want to get any cover through you. That's like an ultimate zog. Says the Gemara Tashma. I'll bring you another ayah. And this pasuk is talking about King Tzidkiyo. So who's King Tzidkiyo? He was from Malchus Beis Dovid. He's the last king of Malchus Beis Dovid. He's also the last king during Bayis Rishon. So the pasuk says regarding the Melech, B'shalim Tomus, U'ben Misrfei Savisecha, Malochem HaRishonim, Ha'ashayudu Fanecha, King Yisrfulach, V'hoi Adon Yisfudulach, Kidav ani dibarti no'um Hashem. So he's told that you should know you're going to get a tremendous covet when you die. They're going to bury you and they're going to be maspid you the way they did all your forefathers. If you're going to tell me that it has been, it's not even about the person that died, my nafkele mine, so why does he care? Why does Sidkiyo care that they're going to give him a husband? Now, Bishlam, if he gets covet for it, that's what it's all about. Okay, so obviously there's something in it for him. But if not, so why are we even telling this to him? Meaning, what's the message? We're telling him you should know that when you die, everyone's going to get covet. I hear. Right? So the Gemara says, no, this is what the Navi was saying. At the end of the day, there is an Indian that people like, that other people are getting covet through him. And it's even more than that. What the Navi was saying was that the same covet that all the previous kings of David HaMelech received, you're going to get. And you're going to get your covet, and all the chayim are going to get their covet, meaning you're going to merit this royal funeral in the same vein as all the other kings from the family of David HaMelech. It says in Maratashma, being right from somewhere else. The pasuk says, Nivza be'enav nimas. Says the Gemara, Zeh Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. It's referring to Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Shagir Atzmes, Aviv Amita Shal Chavalim. When his father, Achaz, died, so he was mevazel him, kiyodua, and one of the things he did was, is he literally dragged the atzamos of his father on top of a bed that was made of ropes. Now, his father was a king. This is not a funeral befitting a king, but this is what he did, meaning he was mevazel him very much after he died. Says the Gemara, mishum yikar dechayu, if you're going to tell me that is an inyan to be maspid, why? Mishum yikar dechayu, my time, so why did he do this? Meaning, Bishloimo, if all the covet achroin is related to the Meis, I understand he didn't want to give it to his father. But if you're going to tell me that it's really for the people that are alive, so why would he have treated his father this way? So the Gemara says, Ki heicha detavalei kapar lavur. It's because he wanted his father to get kapar. Meaning, he knew that by doing this, he's being moineya, he's withholding a covet from all the chayim, which why should they lose out on that? But he did a cost-benefit analysis. He said, at the end of the day, if I'm embarrassed my father in this way, my father's going to get kapara, and this is something that he wanted to do. But the Gemara says, in Mishum kapara davu amashale liyikara di Yisrael, who said that's a real cheshbon? The Gemara says, yeah, Yisrael gufayu nichalei demeich liyikarai legabe. This is their preference as well. All the Jews were in it together. They all understood, all the chshuvim, they appreciated the fact that Achaz was a Rasha, and they felt very, very bad about probably how it's going to play itself out for him now, and they very much wanted him to get some form of kapara, and that's why they all went along with it. Says the Gemara, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya, Amalehen, and this is referring to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So we know Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, his final instructions, his tzava, his misa, the aftermath of it is discussed in great detail in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel, Ksubas Daf Kuf Dal, right? That day is one of the turning points in Jewish history. We always talk about like underrated days in terms of the consequences. One of those days was Shas Ptirasei Shel Rebbe, Ki Yodua. So one of the things that Rebbe said was, Al Tispeduni Ba'yaris, do not be maspid me in the little villages. Meaning, he wanted Grace and Hespid. Says the Morfi, if you're going to tell me that the whole purpose of the Hespid is even not for the Nifter, it's for everybody else. Am I Nafkele Mina? So why did he care? Meaning, Bishloima, if the Nifter is the one that gets the benefit of the Hespid. So you done. Nasi wants a grosser husband. Why? Tzorich beer. But the bottom line is, this is what he wants. But if you're going to tell me it's Mishum Chayi, so why does he even care? So the Gemara says, no, Kasavah L'siyaki Be'Yisrael Tfeif. I care. It actually makes more sense if it's about the Chayi. I mean, if it's about himself, he wants grosser husband, then the Teretz is just the opposite. It's all about the live people, and he wanted more people to get covered through his Hespedim, and it's for that reason he wanted it to be in the bigger city. Says the Gemara, Tashma, I'll bring you another Raya from our Mishnah. Alinu L'chvoidai. So the Mishnah talked about that after somebody was hung, so you couldn't leave him overnight. Stating that, let's say they needed to leave him for his own covet, such as to bring him an aron or tachrichin in the overall. Then you don't violate the loisaseh of loisolin of leaving a mace overnight. So the Gemara says, my love, lichvoidoi shall mace. Meaning, when we say halinu lichvoidoi, probably it means lichvoidoi shall mace. What do you see from there? So you see that these things that we do, l'shum covet, to the mace is actually for the mace, right? Halinu l'chvoidoi. It sounds like who's the beneficiary of the covet? It sounds like it's the mace that's the beneficiary of the covet. Now, it doesn't say anything about hesped, but you see high level that the things that are being done, these coveting gezachen that we're doing right now at the time of the ptira, at the time of the levaya, etc., seemingly is being done for the mace. But the Gemara says, l'chvoidoi shel chai. It's really for the chai. It's for everybody else. who said lechvoidai, right? It's an improper pronoun. Who's covered? Is it the covered of the mace? Or is it the covered of the chai? But the Gemara says, b'shem kvoidai shel chai, mavis le mace. Because of the covered of the chai, would we leave the mace overnight? What does this word mavis mean? Rashi says, targumai shel melin. It's the targum of the word melin. So we're going to leave this person overnight, violate what seems to be a loisa, say, in the Torah, because of covered of the chai, meaning b'shem, it's covered of mace, I understand. Right? The whole Indian of loisol and nivlos is related to bezayin mace. So you're offsetting it with the covet of the mace. But mishum, the covet of the chai, we're going to embarrass the mace. The Gemara says, in, yes. And the reason is, because ki amarachmon loisol and nivlos ayal o'eitz, when the Torah says loisol and nivlos ayal o'eitz, which is the makar to this loisa say, that you're not allowed to leave a mace overnight, it's dumyo de talui de ispe bezayin. We learn from there that the only time there's an iser is if it's dumyo de talui, meaning loisol and nivlos ayal o'eitz. You're not allowed to leave him hanging in oifen of bezayin. Aval hoch over here, keeping the lespe bezayin, being that what you're doing now is really not mishum bezayin, right? You're doing mishum kovid. It's kihechi that there should be an element of kovid, ayin rashi. So therefore, loy, it's not going to be a problem. Meaning the iser is only if you're doing it lebezayin. If you're doing it not for bezayin, it's not an iser. And it doesn't matter if you're doing it mishum kvoide shal ameis or if you're doing it mishum kvoide shal akroivim. At the end of the day, if you're not doing it mishum bezayin, that in of itself is going to be okay. But the Gemara says tashma. I have one final tashma. Actually, another one after that, even. Halinu lechvoidoi. Let's say they left the mace overnight. And the reason they left them overnight was the shamea all of ayorois. It was to bring the people from all the cities, or lahavi loy mekainenois, or it's to bring maspidim. This is exactly what we're talking about. Lahavi loy arim v'tachrichin enoi overall. Shkala oisa enoi. Elo lechvoidai shel meis, because everything that we're doing is for the covet of the meis. Oh, here it's mafurish, right? So this is a brisa that says more than the mishnah, and it adds this word lechvoidai shel meis. So you see that all this yikara, all this covet business, is all for the meis. Maror says no, there's no right, because halachi kamar. I can tell you this is really what it means. Kala oisa lechvoidai shel chai ein boi bezayin lemeis. It's a little bit of reconstructive surgery, but if you do a little editoru, then you can make it work. It doesn't mean lechvoidai shel meis. It means lechvoidai shel chai, and if you do lechvoidai shel chai ein boi. Says the Gemara, Tashma. This is the last Tashma. Rab Nosson Noimer. Simin yofel a mace, shenifroim mimenu la'achar misa. It's a good thing for a mace if something happens to him after he dies. Now, this means after he dies, before he's buried. If something happens to the nifter, simin yofel a mace. So, for example, mace shaloi nispat, a mace that wasn't eulogized. V'loi nikbar, he wasn't buried right away. Oishachayag goyrartoi, or a chaya came and schlepped him. Oishahayag shamim mizalfan al mitasai, or there was rain that was literally pouring on top of the mito. Zeu simin. This is a good simin for the mace. What do you see from here? Shmamina zok the Gemara yukar the shichvi hu shmamina. This is a yukar the shichvi. Why? Because from the fact that you see that when he doesn't get the covid, he gets kapara zoysay meres that. He had some sort of tsar by virtue of the fact that he didn't get the covid. Meaning, the Reb Nosson gave examples of. If something bad happens to the mace, then he's going to get kapara through this. And this is a simen yafa. By the way, the reason it's a simen yafa is because he's getting upgitzalt in this world still before he goes into the next world. This is actually like the perfect time for a person to get punished because he lived a good life and he doesn't even get gehenim. Like this mamish, in mitten derinin, all of a sudden he gets clipped, but fakarit. Listen, a person needs kapara. So he's like in the twilight zone, and this is the perfect time for it to happen. But when we talk about all the things that went wrong, which is a good thing for the mace, one of the things we mentioned is shaloi nispat. So I say meres that really could have gotten a covid from the hesped. And now we didn't get covid. That's like some level of sigufim, and that's actually a good thing from here. But the bottom line is that you see from here that really, the hesped is yukara de shichvi, and this is a shmamino yukara de shichvi hu shmamino. So as much as the first dibay in the Gemara, where the kfur is mishum bezyoina, or kfur is mishum kapara, the Gemara left unresolved, the second dibay, which is me'inyan le'inyan, ba'usayo inyan, this already we did resolve. And the inyan of hesped is yukara de shichvi, it's not yukara de chai. And the truth is, we're not going to talk about this now, but Baruch Hashem, we have related raid bites. And this is an idea, a gemara, that's come up a lot over the years. Because if hespedo is yikar de shichvi, then what emerges is, based on the tchila sasugya, that if somebody writes in his tzava that he doesn't want to have a hesped, You'd have to listen to him. Right? The Gemara said, "My nafkamino, whether it's yikar the shichvi or whether it's yikar the chayy, the amalay tispedula, who gavra." If he says, "I don't want you to be masmid," if it's yikar the shichvi, so he has a right to say that. And if not, not. So really, the way the Gemara came out, it's very, very clear. We're learning the sugya now. Every other time we've mentioned this Gemara, it was a tushtel. It was an ayin shop, but we just learned the Gemara together. The Gemara comes out very, very clearly that yikar the shichvi hu shmamino, that it's really the benefit of the mace, and if he says, "I'm moichel on the covet, I don't want it," so we listen to him. So if somebody would say, "I don't want hespedim," you would have no choice, l'chayra, but to listen to him. And just to add to that is the element of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis, right? We know there's an idea of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis, shitas rameir and shas, but l'chur we paskin that way. And that is, there's an Indian of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis. So loy mi baya, he has a right to do it. Could be there's even an obligation to listen to him because of that ulterior Indian, which again is something that permeates so many sugyas ha-shas of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis. Stating that, it's yodua, there's so many examples of G'dayli Yisrael who had written savois and they wrote very, very clearly, "Al tispeduni, I don't want you to be masped me." Not like Rebbe, "Al tispeduni ba yoris," that I want grace as paidim. "Al tispeduni," period, exclamation mark. I don't want it. And there were other G'dayli Yisrael that took upon themselves the places to say that afilu hachi, really the first example that's quoted by all the Sfarim of such an Indian is the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua had written very, very clearly in his Sava that "I don't want any Espedim." And when the Pnei Yeshua was Nifka, the Noid of Yehuda, the Gadol Adar Paskin, that the Pnei Yeshua was not Balabas on himself to go ahead and to say "Al Tispeduni," and he said we should go ahead and be Maspedim. And the Chasam Sofer wrote about this in his Tshuvas, and there's so many examples, chapter and verse, of these types of things that happened over the years. One of the themes of those Tshuvas was that the Gedolei Yisrael, they really represented themselves, because at the end of the day they're a gavra, like everyone else is a gavra, but also they were roichish in a tremendous amount of Torah. And when these G'dayli Yisrael, when the Pnei Yeshua was nifter, so that's it, there's no more Pnei Yeshuas, right? We have the Pnei Yeshua, what we have, Pnei Yeshua lives another 20 years, we probably have Pnei Yeshua Masech Sanhedrin. Why don't we? So it's Gantz Yitachim because the Pnei Yeshua was nifter. So all the Torah that was lost, Torah, Chigri Sak, all the Torah that we lost as a result of the fact of the Ptira, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Nadi Behuda was Machadish, that the Pnei Yeshua is a Bailam of Zich, or Beznisht a Bailam of Zain Torah, Dvorim Atikin, Vein Kanamachim Laharach, we're going to go weiter. Zok de Gemara. Why are you kaivim v'chulu? So the Mishnah said that when somebody was killed by Bezin, they didn't bury him in his regular chelka in the cemetery, but rather there was a special Beis HaKfars. In fact, there were two Batei Kfars. One was for the Niskolim and the Nisrofin, and the other one was for the Nerogin and the Nechnokin. Says the Gemara, v'kol kach lomo. Why is this such a big deal? Because we do not bury a Roshna next to a tzaddik. How do you know they don't bury Rosh next to a tzaddik? Because the pasuk says, "Vayhihem koivrim ish, vihine ro'u es hagdud, vayashlichu es ha'ish bekever Elisha, vayelech vayiga ha'ish ba'atzmos Elisha vayechi vayokam al-ragel." So the pasuk is talking about where the Yidden were burying somebody. This person they were burying was a Rosh, and all of a sudden they saw a bunch of Inni Yehudim coming towards them, and they realized that if the Inni Yehudim are going to see them burying this mace, it's going to be a problem. So they quickly took the mace and they had to throw him somewhere. So they put him into the ma'ara of where the Navi Elisha was. Either way, what happened was that this mace touched, the pasuk says, "Vayiga ha'ish ba'atzmos Elisha," and as soon as he touched the atzmos of Elisha, "Vayichi vayokam al raglav," and he had chias ha'mesin. So the Gemara says, why would he have chias ha'mesin? So Zokr of Achar Bachanin, I'm going to tell you why. Because in Koivin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. So counterintuitively, because he was not worthy of being in the presence of Elisha, so what was Elisha supposed to do? He had no choice. He had to be Mechayim Mason. So the reason he had Chias HaMason was so that he shouldn't be next to Elisha. So how do you know that in Koivin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik, Amr Rav Acha Bar Chanina, that's Pshat and not possible by Elisha. But the Gemara said, how do you know that? Rapapa. So Rapapa told him, Adumo, the Ikiyuma, maybe the reason this happened was to Mechayim the following Pasuk. This is a well-known Pasuk. It says, Vihina Pishnayim Ruchacha, eloi. So right before Yoan Navi passed away. So Elisha asks Elio, and Elio grants Elisha that he would be zeichet to Pishnayim. Right? What's Pishnayim? We learned Yeshnoichlin recently. He would have a double portion of the Nevuah of Elio Navi, which means whatever Elio Navi was able to do, Elisha would do twice. Now we know Elisha was Mechayim Mesim. So maybe the reason he did this was this should be the second time for him to be Mechayim Mesim. Amalei told him, could you explain then to me the following price? It says, Al-Raglav Amad. This person got up on his feet, but he never went home. Meaning he walked out of the Ma'ara, and as soon as he went out of the Ma'ara, he died some Tzveitamol. So obviously, it can't be that this was the Pishnayim of Elisha. Because if this was the Pishnayim of Elisha, this story would have a happier ending. Elamai, it's Muchach, Minei Obey from the story that the only reason he got up was to get out of there. But the minute he's not in the Ma'ara of Elisha anymore, all of a sudden he died. Elamahina Pishnayim Hechemishkachsa. So we're Taka, do you fight? Meaning Rapapa's not just saying maybe this is the Pishnayim. He's saying that we know there's supposed to be a Pishnayim, and I don't even know where the Pishnayim is. So Adarab of Adarab. Right, one kasha answers the other. Maybe this is the Pishnayim. Mar says, no, that, where do you find it? You Amalei Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, Sharipa Tzaras Naaman. It's referring to when Elisha healed the Tzaras of Naaman, Shehishkula Kemes, which was as if Naaman had been dead. The Pasuk says, no, T Kemes, right? So we know there are four people that are Chshuvim Kemes, and one of them is a Metzaira. So being that Elisha healed Naaman, which is a Bechina of Tchias HaMesim, that's the other Tchias HaMesim that we're referring to. What came to mind when I was learning this Gemara is the Vart that we've said over from one of the Kadmoinim, the base David, who said that when we say the bracha Mechaye HaMesim in Shemayna Esrei, so there's six mentions of Mechaye HaMesim, right? If you count up, right? If you count it up, so the six mentioned. Why six? So he said the reason the six is because we know the Eivishta is Mechayim Mason, right? The real Mechayim Mason. But in addition to that, there are four people that are Choshev Kemes, and the Eivishta gives them Chias. So if someone's in Araman where he feels that he's Mamish Choshev Kemes, the Eivishta will give him a Yeshua. Or if someone's a Chayla, the Eivishta will give him a Yeshua. Or an Ein Loi Bonim, the Eivishta will give him a Yeshua. Additionally, Rishon Bechayim and the Eibishter always has an outstretched arm to be Mekabel Shavim. So he said six mentions of Tchias HaMesim because there's six Bechinas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mechayim Mesim. But here you see this Inyan that not only is a Metzor Choshev Kemes, but Elisha, who was Merapa, the Tzaras of Naaman, was Mechayim Mesim. Ad Kedei Kach, Vihino Pishnayim Beruchach Eilai, one was a regular Tchias HaMesim. This is a Tchias HaMesim. It's not a real Tchias HaMesim. Vehinei Nadvarim. You see from here that this really is a real type of Tchias HaMesim. Either way, Kishem Shein Koivin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik, just like we don't bury Rosh next to the Tzadik, Kach in Koivin Rosh HaChomer, Eitzel Rosh HaKal. So too, we don't bury a Rosh HaChomer next to a Rosh HaKal, and that's the reason that there were the two Batei Kvaris. He had one for the Neskom and the Nisraf, and the other one was for the Nerog and the Nechnagim. Freit the Gemara Veliskun Arba Kvaris. So let there already be four. So the Gemara says, Shnei Kvaris Gemara Gemirila. There was a Mesoira. Rashi says, Gemara Gemirila. There's halacha l'moish misinai only two, and it's for that reason that really all there is to the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, not for now, but the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva where he talks about the inyan of Ein Kovin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. So he says it's a din d'iraisa, and it's learned out halacha l'moish misinai. And he means this Gemara right here, Sanhedrin Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. He quotes this Gemara. So it's interesting, because really when you start the Gemara said, V'kol kach lomo, v'she'in koivin rosh ha'itzel tzadik. How do I know that? I know it from Elisha, right? We're trying to find a makar of how you know in koivin rosh ha'itzel tzadik. But really the maskana sa Gemara, once the Gemara says it was Allah l'moish misinai, that you had these two batei kfaris for the people that were killed by Bezdin, so l'chayrish, in yen halacha l'moish misinai, this halacha. So you don't really need a pasuk. Now, even though we know the Gemara says throughout Shas that Gemara gemiri lov osi yecheskov asmachakra, you have asmachtas in psukim to things that we know halacha l'moish misinai. But at the same time, b'shrosham, these things are usually halacha l'moish misinai. Right? There's nafkaminas of how you treat halacha l'moish misinai. What do you do with a sofik halacha l'moish misinai? That's the Chuvas Noyde Yehuda who said a very big chiddush sofik halacha l'moish misinai l'kula b'chaim and sefer. We've gone through all this right, but the bottom line is that the Chassam Sofer says the Maskana Sagamara. It sounds like if somebody asks you, "What's the Makar in Kovin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik?" L'chayru Gemara Gemirila. Now, the Gemara Gemirila is two batei kfaris, but the time of the Gemara Gemirila, the time of the crop, this halacha l'moish misinai seems to be this din of Ein Kovin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik, and it's not just that a Kovin Rosh Chomer Eitzel Rosh Kal. We split hairs that even that from the fact that it's not one base akfaris, but it's Two, that's a raya that even within the Haruge Beznin, there's something called a Rosh Hachamer, there's something called a Rosh Hakas. Again, we're going through these Gemaras way too quickly. Happens too often when you learn Masechta Sanhedrin, when you learn Daf Yomi B'chah. But, I mean, these Gemaras are really Dvarim Ha'imdim Beruma Shalaylam, but really there's another Gemara that we're about to learn now that's also a Dvar Ha'imdim Beruma Shalaylam. And Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to speak out some raid on this next Gemara that we're going to learn. So another very important Yesodi Gemara. Omar Ula Om Rabbi Yechanan. Ula Sen in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Ochal Chelev. If somebody ate Chelev, B'shoyik. Ve'hefresh carbon, and he was ma'afresh a carbon chatas. If somebody eats chelev amazed, it's chayv karis. If somebody eats chelev b'shoigig, yes, maybe carbon chatas. So somebody ate chelev, and he was ma'afresh a chatas. Ve'hemer dasai. And then he became a mummer. Ve'chazabai, and he did tshuva. So he had a long day. He woke up in the morning, he ate chelev b'shoigig, he was ma'afresh a carbon, he went off the derech, and then he was ma'amish chayzah b'tshuva gevalt. Says Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, hayol v'nitche yitche. Being that this carbon chatos was nitche, there was a time that you couldn't bring it. It's over yitche. So the background to this halacha is the psul dichoy, right? So one of the halachas in Kachim, it's mentioned in the first parak of Masechet Zvachim, and really throughout Seder Kachim, is that if you have a carbon that at one point was pasul, even if the sibas apsol is removed, it's going to remain possible forever. Now, there's a whole bunch of different halachas as it relates to dichoy. Could a bal chai be nitcha? That's a shayla. Does it have to be ra'oi first and then be nitcha? Meaning, something's dachoy meikara. Is it considered dachoy? Is it not considered dachoy? Again, kachim 101. Since said ul in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, I'll give you an example of a psol dichoy, where somebody was chai v'chatas, because he was ochal chelev, he was mafresh the carbon, and he was heimer dasai. When a person is Hamer Dasa, he's a mummer. A mummer, we spoke about this recently in the raid, can't bring a carbon. It's learned out from a pasuk. Rashi brings the makar. Me'am ha'aretz prat la'mummer. So it's learned out from a pasuk in the Torah. But the bottom line is, at that point, the carbon was dachoy. If that point it was dachoy, so even if he's chazabah, he did shuvah, now he's not a mummer anymore. It doesn't matter. Ha'il v'nitche yitche. It manami a similar halach. Am Rabbi Yermia, am Rabbi Avah, am Rabbi Yochanan. Ochal chelev. The hifrish carbon, v'nishtata, and he became a shaita, v'chaza v'nishtafa, and then he had a Yeshua, hayo v'nitcha, yitcha. That's a very similar halacha. It's a halacha about someone that ate chelev b'shoigig, he was mafresh achatas, he became a shaita, shaita can bring a carbon, and then afterwards he had a Yeshua. So, the sibas apsol, shaita went away. Afilu hachi, hayo v'nitcha, yitcha. So, Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan in this halacha. Rabbi Yirmiya in the name of Rabbi Avoh said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan in this halacha. It's the same halacha, but if you look at it carefully, it's not mamish the same. Right, in one case, the dichoy came as a result of the bala carbon being a mummer, and in the other case, the dichoy came as a result of the bala carbon being a shaita. Says the Gemara v'tzricha, Rabbi Yochanan had to say both cases. You can never know one from that. Yes, when the Gemara said, had I only known the first halacha where he became a mummer, I would have told Hashem the iudach and after biyadayim. Maybe the reason this is a psul dicha is because he was match himself biyadayim. You did something. You're a bal bechira who asked you to become a mummer. Aval hai, but a shaita the memela kadachi. He didn't do it on his own. Emek yashan dami. Maybe we should treat him during that kufa that he's a shaita as if he's sleeping. And as a result, if somebody goes to sleep and then wakes up, there's no psul dicha. So maybe there should not be Had I only had the second member of Rabbi Yechon regarding the Shaita, I would have told him to end the Biyadai Lachsa. Because it's not Biyadai for him to be Chayza. Aval Hosom to Biyadai Lachsa. But if somebody is a Mummer, it's Biyadai for him to be Chayza B'tshuva, which by the way really is reminiscent of that Tshuva's Chassam Sofer in Kovitz Tshuva Simin Chafala. Right? He said, from the fact that we treat a Mummer as Biyadai Lachsa, must be it's not impossible to do Tshuva. He said, if you'd have to go through all the Sigufim of the Rekeach and the Yesoy Cherish Vavoida, etc., etc., then it's Biyadai Lachsa. The sugis of biyad, of course it's biyadai. But in halacha, we treat biyadai where something is just do it, right? So he said, vice dois, you could become ois mummer with that erlach hiru tshuva with a real charat aloava. But the bottom line is, I would have thought, not tzricha, therefore there's a tzricha. So says the Gemara. So again, the setting, this is all the setting of the Gemara that we're about to learn, which is very, very important, is Rabbi Yochanan's two members. So Rabbi Yochanan basically said, and really the first one, if someone ate chelev, he was mafresh a carbon, and he became a mummer, and then he did tshuva. It's too late. It's too late. There's a psul dich. I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef heard Rav Yochanan's memra, and he said, Afana, namitonino. I have a raya to Rav Yochanan from a Mishnah. And where's this Mishnah? It's the very, very, very end of the Masechta. L'kamon, daf kuf yud beizam and beiz. At the end of Perek Chelek, the Mishnah over there is talking about the ir hanidachas. And we know the halacha of the ir hanidachas, right? It's not good. Basically, everything gets wiped out. Okay, how you about kachim? Let's say there was kachim there on Nidachas. So the Mishnah says like this: kachim mizbeach. If it was kachim mizbeach, meaning it's kachim that's I made to actually go on the mizbeach yamusum. The kachim dies. Meaning you're not going to bring it as a carbon. But at the same time, you're not going to kill it together with the Ir HaNidachas, based on Sukkim. Yamusu, we're going to give it the death that we give Karbonos, where we're not really sure what to do with it. Kotche Bedekabayis, if you have Kotche Bedekabayis, Yiftu, then what you do is you put it. Now, Vahavinam Ba, the Bnei Yeshiva asked, I don't understand, Amay Yamusu, why do we have to kill the Kotche Mizbech? Meaning, it sounds like because these karbonas belong to the Anshei Aron Nidachas. And you're not bringing a carbon where the Bala carbon is the Anshei Aron Nidachas. You're also not going to kill it together with the Aron Nidachas. So therefore, it gets this din of Yamusu. But the Gemara's kasha is, given the Iktol, as soon as you kill the Anshei Aron Nidachas, havelu kapara. So the Anshei Aron Nidachas get kapara. And if that's the case, vilisku l'gvaya. So now let it be a good carbon. Meaning, the reason it was a problem is because it was in the possession. Who's the Bailam of the carbon? Rishon Gemurim, Anshei Aron Nidachas. But the minute we kill the Anshei Aron Nidachas, so now the carbon should be a good carbon. So why don't you bring it? So said Rabbi Yosef, oh, lav mishum damino, helvenitcha yitchu. Right, Rabbi Yochanan must be because it's absolutely it's mamish this case. We have a mummer that was chayzer b'tshuva. It's too late. I'm sorry. I mean, it's gevaldig. The tshuva, malchut tshuva, tshuva imda. But we can't bring your carbon, right? You can't bring a carbon because lamais was nitcha. So Rabbi Yosef, that must be pshat in the Aron Nidachas. So this was Rabbi Yosef's taina. So who's going to argue with Rabbi Yosef? I'm like Abaya. Abaya says never disappoints. Me savres meis mitoich rishay havale kapara. Turns to the Rebbe and he says, Rabbi Yosef, who told you this chiddush? If somebody gets killed and he just dies, mitoich rishay, the misas mechaper, meis mitoich rishay layave le kapara. Why are you assuming that the Anshei Aron Nidachas, as soon as they get Mises Bez, then all of a sudden they share him? The Tani Rav Shmaya, he said, I'll prove to you that if somebody dies with a Krisha, it doesn't get Kapara. Because Rav Shmaya taught us the following braiso, quote, Yochla filo pirshu avoyz medachet zibi yitamis, he's talking about a kohen, who is not allowed to be metamet to a mace, but he's allowed to be metamet to one of his kohen. So you would have thought that even if his father, let's say, was a Rasha, he was Piresh Midarkei Tzibor. Still, he could be Metama. Talmud Loimar, it says the word Ba'amav in the Pasuk that's talking about being Metama. Lenefesh Le'yitama Ba'amav. And we learn from it, but Oysa Maisa Amav. The only time it's Mutter is if it's Maisa Amav. What's a Bayis Kasha? What do you mean? The minute the man dies, he is an Oysa Maisa Amcha, right? He's not an Oysa Maisa Amav. Yeah, but when he dies, he is. The Teretz is just because he died. Who cares? What's that doing anything, right? So death doesn't change anything. So if death doesn't change anything, so Anshei Nidach is the same way. So this was a Bayis. There's going to be a lot of names here. So Rava tells Abaya, there's a difference between someone that was killed mitoich rishay and someone that just died mitoich rishay. Meis mitoich rishay. If somebody just dies mitoich rishay, keep it the urche kamayis, being that he died a natural death, like having a kapara. Why should he get kapara? Or benerag mitoich rishay. If somebody was killed, keep it alive urche kamayis, being that he didn't die urche, have a kapara. It's going to be a kapara. And he said, Teida, I'll prove to you. Meaning, I'll prove to you that there's a difference between a meis mitoich rishay and a nerag mitoich rishay. Because the pasuk says, Mizmar la asaf, Elokim. Bo goyim benachal asecha timo es echel kachecha samu es Yerushalayim le'iyim nosnu es nivlas avodecha meichel oif hashamayim besar chasidecha l'chais yoros. So this is a well-known pizmoin where David HaMelech sings a shira because he saw a beruach kachecha that one day the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. Right, this is the Chazal. This is my loss of kinami b'ayla. But the point is that David HaMelech sings shira. What did he say? Bo goyim benachal asecha, and they destroyed, they ransacked the Beis HaMikdash. He's mamash playing the harp, David HaMelech. He's singing shira. He's so happy because he realizes that HaKadosh Baruch is not going to let out his anger on Klal Yisrael. He's going to let it out on Itzim Avonim. And then he says, Nosnu es nivlas avodecha machal lo'if hashamayim. He said, the corpses of all your avodim, of all your servants, they were out there, mamish, like an avela, lo'if hashamayim. And besar chasidecha, the basar of your chasidim, mamish, the chasidim, right? The chas is greater than the tzaddik. Of the chasidim is the chaysayar, it's all the chayas are gonna eat from it. So said Rava, my avodecha umay chasidecha. What are these two things? David HaMelech is referring to the avodecha that the if hashamayim are praying on, and he's referring to the chasidecha that the chaysayar are praying on. What are these two things? Lav chasidecha, chasidecha, mamish. Doesn't chasidecha mean literally chasidecha, meaning tzaddikim, chasidim, and Avodecha means Hanuch the Mechai Vidino the Meikara. Or the Kivan the Iktul Kara do Avodecha. So you see that when someone is Nerag, he becomes Avodecha. So said Rava to Abaya, and really being miyashiv Rav Yosef's afananami tanina to what Rabbi Yochanan said, and that is that no, I think Rabbi Yochanan is bringing a good raya, because if the anshei erani dachas are killed at that point, once they're nerag, they're for sure chshuvim. They're without question going to be good people, and even though they were rishon gemurim, but once they die, you see they become avodecha. So why then is the halacha kachem mizbeach yamusu must be havanit chayitcha, which is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan that a mumer was mafish a carbon, then he's chayze b'tshuva, this is going to be a psoldicha. Right? It has to be that way. Aya Abaye said a regular person that dies in a daima mace. Lenerag, Meis died kiyorche, but the Nerag didn't die kiyorche, and because he didn't die kiyorche, it's going to be different. Amalei Abayi told back to Rav, he says, Mikom Adamis, Haruge Malchus, Haruge Bezin, it's still not a tzushta. Because that pasuk that David HaMelech was singing Shira about is talking about Yidin, or Beit Rishon, that died al Yidei the Goyim. And if they kill you, and Achinami, at that point, you become Avodecha. But it's not a tzushal to the Anshei Anidachas who was killed by Yudei Bezdin. Meaning, as it relates to Hamulurge Malchus, Kivan de Beshaloi Bidin Komiktali, being that they didn't die what they were supposed to die, Havalukapara. But Haruge Bezdin, Kivan de Bidin Komiktali, being that it's the Halach and Shulchan Aruch that they're supposed to be killed, like Havalukapara, there's no Kapara. And Teder Abaye said, I'll bring you a raya that when someone's killed by Yudei Bezdin, you don't say that the minute he's killed, all of a sudden he gets kapar. The Tanan, isn't that our Mishnah? They didn't bury him in the Kivras of Kapara. So Likvaru, why wasn't he buried? Elamai must be because they were killed Ayidei Bezdin. Ah, your Raya from David HaMelech. Yeah, that's talking about Nerag Ayidei Akum. Nerag Ayidei Akum. Ayidei Malchus. That already is going to be different. But the Gemara says there's no Raya. Because it could be, I'll tell you, that really once somebody's killed, Ayidei Bezdin, at that point he should get kapara. Like Rav Yosef saying, or like Rava saying. Ah, if that's the case, why would the Haruge Bezdin had buried separately? Why weren't they buried together with everybody else? Why are they not betoich ami or noichi yosheves? It's because misa ukfura beina. You need the misa and the kfura. It's true. You need the kfura. And the raya from Anshei Erani Dachas that Rabbi Yosef is bringing to Rabbi Yochanan is noch the kfura. Let us bring the carbon. Elamai must be this absoldicha, but enechanami, it's not the misa, it's the misa and the kfura. But being that it's the misa and the kfura, therefore you can't ask me kasha, just bury them together with everybody else. Moisef, Rav Ado Bar Ahava. Rav Ado Bar Ahava has the kasha on that. From the Mishnah, it said, Lo yoyim es ablin elo oinunin, she'en aninus elo b'leid. Right, one of the halachas about that Ruge Bezdin was, is that there was no avelus. All there was aninus, because aninus is b'leid. But avelus, not izok, like you're coming to me, if I have a kapara, but if you can tell me once, I'll put him this kfura. Right, the reason we can't bury them is because you don't get kapara until the kfura. Okay, but no. The kfura right now liavlu. So the Gemara says beinonami ikul basa. It's the misa, the kfura, and the ikul basa. And the raya from the Anshei Erani Dachas says noch ikul basa. You should be able to bring the carbon. But enichanami, you need all three. Deikanami, I prove it to you. Diktani, because the Mishnah said nesakal abasa milakden eso atzamos v'koyver noisavim koyman. Oh, shmar is the biggest raya in the world. You see from the Mishnah at some point they're going to get kapara. When are they going to get kapara? Noch the misa, noch the kfura, noch the ikul basa. But at that point, even that ruge bezan are going to get, which was the sheet of Rabbi Yosef and Rava, and that is the af anan nami tanina that Rabbi Yosef brought to Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi said a little bit differently. Rav Ashi said that you're asking a kasha that why is it if the misa and the kfura is mechaper that there's no avelus? So he said as follows: because avelus me'emas haikom ascheles. When does the avelus start? Mistimas ha-goyl. As soon as they seal the goyl, right? They put the goyl on top of the. Always a machloikis Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What exactly the goyl and the doifik is? Every single place in Shas, you find the word goyl. You have this machloikis is one of the places. But pashup shat is it's the covering on top of the kever, right? That's what the goyl is. Now kapara me'emas haikom havya. When does the kapara happen? Mechichazu tsayra de kivra purta. It's not just when they put the mace in the ground, it's when there's a little bit of tsar of kever. So there has to be a moment of kfura already. Hilkach, it's for that reason that Avelos really was supposed to have started a moment before the kfura, and being that you couldn't start the Avelos right away, why? Because at that point the tsar of the kever hadn't happened yet. So at the moment the Avelos was supposed to start, it wasn't available to start. So what we say is, hoyo ve'itchu, yitchu. Pun intended. So you end up with a dichoy, not a dichoy of Amar Aleph, but a dichoy on the mitzvah of Avelos, and it's for that reason. So the Gemara says, Yochi Ebazoy, Lomali Ikul Basar. So the Gemara asks Akasha, if you're going to tell me that really it's the minute after the kfura that all of a sudden there's a kapara. So why did the Mishnah say they were malakit atzamos when after the equal basar? They should have been malakit atzamos already earlier. Why? Because as soon as there's a kfura, once there's the tzar, okay, yeah, you need the tzar of the kefir, but once you have that, at that point, you should be able to move it. So the Gemara says, Mishum talayafshah, because it's not possible. And the reason is once you start the kefir, or the kfura, at that point, the body starts decomposing. And once it starts decomposing, if you're going to move it, there's a concern that maybe the body is going to fall apart. So we wait until the basar is legamre nesakel, and then it's a much more seamless transition. That's why we do it in that way. But the bottom line is, says Ravashi, lo'ilam, I'll tell you that the misa and the kfura are able to be mechaper, even for the haruge beznin. Ah, if that's the case, so, number one, why didn't they bury the haruge beznin together with everybody else? It's because you need the kfura. Okay, why is there then no avelos, meaning let there be avelos? So the answer to that is because either avelos me'emasai komas cheles, it's mistimas hagoylo, or maybe the kapara really happens when there's the complete equal basa. And being that you don't have the complete equal bus until a little while later, so therefore the whole Avelus is really going to be knocked out. We're going to learn a little bit more Gemara. It's really starting the next sugya, but it's going to be impossible to catch up if we don't do it. So we're going to go through this quickly, and Bez Hashem, we'll recap it tomorrow. Kivrei derav, havishakti minei afro le'ishtabas yoyim. It's interesting Gemara. So in the world of schoolers, if someone had a fever, it was an ishtabas yoyim, it was the first day of a fever, which is considered very, very dangerous. So people knew to go to the kever of Rav, and they would take a little bit of offer, and that was somehow used for a refuah. So the Gemara says, also Amr Leila Shmuel. They went, they told Shmuel. He says, you heard what's going on? Right, Rav was much older than Shmuel. He was nifted before Shmuel. So they run and they tell Shmuel, the hers was tutzach. What's going on is, there's this ishtabas, there's this new school of floating around. Everybody is going to, I don't know where Rav was buried, somewhere in Hungary maybe. I'm not sure. No, I'm joking. But they're all going to Rav's kever, and they're taking offer from his kever for this ishtabas. So he told him, yos avdun, they're doing good. Now, what was the taina? Right, all these people that were being moicha. This is what was it? It was a bunch of lutfaks. That's not what it was. They were tining that you're not allowed to take offer from the kaver. That's what they were tining, and they were saying the reason you're not allowed to take offer from the kaver is because we know a mace is asabana, and all the meshamshei mace is also asabana. So they felt that the offer is pochet yisuri ana. So if it's yisuri ana, so how are you allowed to do this? So on that, Shmuel told them, no, they're doing good. Right? What's yos? Yos means, right, that they're saying good. Yos is good, because karka oilam hu. Because really, the offer is part of the karka, the karka oilam ain't a neseris. So it's true, the mace is asabana, the meshamche mace is asabana, but the karka not. And he says, I'll tell you how I know that, because the pasuk says, vayashlech asafara al kever b'nei ha'am. Now the context over there is Yoshio HaMelech, right? He's the great Baal Tshuva, and no one ever did Tshuva in history like Yoshio HaMelech did. And when he did Tshuva, he took all the Avodah Zarah and he destroyed them. The pasuk says, Vayodek la'offer, he turned them into offer, and he took that offer and he threw it on the kever b'nei ha'am. So we learn from the juxtaposition between the offer of Avodah Zarah and the Kever Bnei Am. Makish Kever Bnei Am, Avodah Zkechavim. Ma Avodah Zkechavim, Mechubar Loi Mitzirah. Just like Avodah Zarah, if it's Mechubar, it doesn't become Asabana. Meaning, we know Avodah Zarah is also Asabana. But not if it's Mechubar, how do I know that the Chesed? Because the Pasuk says, Asher Atem Yorshim Oysam Es Eloiheim Al Hehorim Haramim Valak Vois. So we learn from here that Al Hehorim Eloiheim, the Avodah Zarahs that were on top of the mountains became Aser, Obe Veloi Hehorim Eloiheim. What's on the Horim can be Avodah Zarah, Obe the Horim Alein can't be Avodah Zarah. So when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we know there's Allah that if it's Mechubar, it's not Asabanos. Hachinami Mechubar, like Mitzri, Sotu, when it comes to the Kever, anything that's Mechubar is not going to be Aser. Shmuel told Rav, he says, Halsachruing, this offer that they're taking is fine because it's not Asabanos, and the reason is because it's Karka Oilam, and Karka Oilam is Mechubar, and if it's Mechubar, it's not going to be Asabanos. Fei Gemara Meisvei, I'll ask you, Hey, Kasha, Achoitz of Kever Lo'aviv. If somebody is making a kever for his father, so he basically was carving out a kever for his father. Then he decided to bury his father somewhere else. He should never bury anyone in that original kever. Now, in tomorrow's daf, we're going to see more about this. The Gemara is going to learn the sugi of Hazmana Milsi, Hazmana La Milsi. That's where it's going to play itself out. But now the Gemara just asks a very simple Kasha. That I understand why Harezah Lo Yikavir by Olamas? Probably because it's Asabana. Asabana. It's a piece of karka. Karka oimam, I thought it's not asabana. It's talking about where it wasn't underground. He actually constructed a binyan, and that binyan is not considered karka, and therefore it's subject to the laws of Isuriana. Tashma. Kever chadosh, mutabana. If you have a brand new kever, it's mutabana. Hitl by nefel, once you bury a nefel inside, asabana. What's the kasha? Yisuri hana, by a kever. A kever is in the ground. Hachanami bekever binyan. Tashma, I'll bring you another raya. This is a tosefta in Mesechtis Aholois, and it's a brisa in Mesechtis Machis. Nimsata Omer says the brisa Sholish Kvaris, and there's three different halachas as it relates to a kever. Kever HaNimtza is one, Kever HaYodua is two, Kever HaMazik is a rabbim is three. And the Bryce explains. Kever HaNimtza, what's a Kever HaNimtza? So Kever HaNimtza is talking about where somebody is walking in his backyard and all of a sudden he finds a kever. Who buried someone here? He never gave anyone rishos. Whoever did it was Pasha the Gazlan. He had no right to go ahead and do this. So all of a sudden he finds this kever. So the halach is mutalif nois. Like, number one, you're allowed to clean it out. Pino, once you clean it out, mekoy moy tahar. And not just that, umutabana, the whole area is going to be mutabana. Kever hayodua. What's a kever hayodua? So kever hayodua is where you gave somebody rishos to go ahead and do it. You knew about it. Meaning this was not done big zeil. It was done by rishos. So there the halach is asalif nois. You can't just clean it out. Pino, mekoy moy tame. The area is going to be Tomei, and not just that, Asabana, this kever is going to be Asabana. And finally, the third category is Kever HaMazik Es HaRabim, where it's causing the Rabim Hezek, how so? Like it's in a public thoroughfare, so every time a Kohen walks by, all of a sudden, right, the first Mishnah in Brachas, he can't eat Truma until Tzeisak Echavim, right? So what's the halacha when it comes to a Kever HaMazik Es HaRabim? Number one, Mutal of Noisa, yeah. Pino Mikoimoi Tahar. But the Aser Bahana, what's the kasha? Why are you talking about Isuri Hana? You're dealing with a kever. I thought a kever is not ever Aser Bahana. So the Gemara says, Hachinami bekever binyan. It's talking about why a kever binyan. Says the Gemara, parenthetically, bekever amnitsa mutav lefnoi. It's like, if all of a sudden you find a kever, you're allowed to just be mafanit. Doma meis mitzvah kana mekoimoi. Maybe it was a meis mitzvah, right? Something happened. Why are you assuming the person was a gazlan? Maybe it's meis mitzvah. So meis mitzvah kana mekoimoi. You have a right to do it. You have a chiv to bury the meis where you find it, right? So if you have a chiv to bury it there, so it's not be'isir, it's be'heter. If it's be'heter, it should be also if no yisay mekoimoi tameh. So why are you jumping to conclusions that somebody was a gazlan? Why are you assuming somebody did something wrong? Maybe someone did the greatest mitzvah in the world. Maybe somebody was oisik in meis mitzvah. So the meis mitzvah, the color is when there's a meis mitzvah. It's like if someone buries a meis mitzvah in your backyard, you're going to know about it. And being that you didn't know about it, must be this was some covert mission where somebody decided to bury a mace inside your possessions, and as a result, if you find it, we assume it was done shalai b'shos, mutalif noisai, mekai mei tahar, and not only that, there's no iser hana in this area. So again, today's daf was so loaded. But as it relates to raid, not the last Gemara we learned, but the second to last Gemara we learned, that is, the Gemara had a discussion. If somebody is killed by Bezdin, does that person, because of the Misa, all of a sudden get Kapara or not? Should we assume that if someone was killed by Yedei Bezdin, that means he got Kapara or not? And really what emerged from the Gemara, it sounds like is, it was a major Machlokes HaMeiran. Rav Yosef and Rav on the one hand, Abaye on the other hand, the Gemara said that, even if you're going to tell me that the Misa gives him Kapara, could be it's only Misa and Kfura, could be it's even Misa, Kfura, and Ikul Basar. Another thing we saw in the sugya was that if somebody is just mace mitaych rishai, somebody dies a natural death, and he just didn't get around to do tshuva before he left the world. So that person, for sure, that's what Din V'cheshbon is all about. There's no way in the world that there's going to be any groisa Kapara because of the Misa. Now, Misa is Mechaper, every sense, but we can't assume that all of a sudden the person's not a Rasha, and all of a sudden his balance sheet is clean, and all of a sudden he doesn't have any Averis that he has to worry about. Another thing we saw in the Gemara was that if someone was Nerag al Yedei Malchus, if somebody was killed al Yedei the Akum, so then for sure he's going to get Kapar. In fact, if you do a proper Sikum on the Gemara, it sounds like there's three categories. If someone's Mace, the Toich Rishai, then for sure, we assume that if he was a Rasha a minute before he died, he's still a Rasha a minute after he died. He's going to need Gehenim, Yud Beis Chodesh, etc. to get Kapar. If someone was killed, Al Yedei Malchus, Al Yedei Akum, then for sure, his Misa gets him Kapara. Ad Kidei Kach, that Rava said, Mizma La'asav, Al-Kim Bo, Goy Menach L'Sechah, Timo L'Sechah, Kachecha, Nosnu, Es Nivlas, Avodecha, Machal Oif, La'if HaShemayim is referring to Rishoyim that were killed Right? This is circa the Churban, that because of the fact that they were killed, all of a sudden they're nivlas avodecha. All of a sudden they're treated like avod. And it sounds like everybody agrees with that. And then finally, in the event that someone's killed Ayidei Bez, then that seems to be a big machloikis ameira. But as it relates to someone that was killed, Al Yudei the Malchus, someone that was killed Al Yudei the Akum, it sounds like from the Gemara, just learning the Gemara, Daf Yomidig, this person goes to a Bechin of Avodecha. Right, what does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? What was the hesped that the Torah gives on Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayomas Moshe Eved Hashem. To be an Eved Hashem is a grace of Madriga. We want to be Bonim and not Avodim. We understand that. But in the context of being an Eved Hashem, that's a tremendous, tremendous Madriga. So I'll tell you something interesting. There's a tshuva from the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, and this is in Yerudei Chelek base. It's tshuva Shin Lamed Gimel. I'll read the tshuva inside. B'yoyim Erev Shabbos Kodesh Shoiftim Tof Kuf Ayin Aleph. That's 1811 Limespuram. Hiviu Lekan Ish Kodesh Hanereg Bidei Akum Rotzeach. They brought to us an Ish Kodesh who was killed Al Yedei an Akum Rotzeach, meaning there was a Yid who was killed Al Yedei a Goy. V'nikba B'yoyim Aleph Shalachrov. And he was buried on the Sunday afterwards. So they brought this person, this corpse, on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. The Nikbar B'Yoyim Aleph. Ushmoy Rav David ben Rav Yosef Shachar Lizal Hashem Yimkom Domai. The Heyois Kizikne V'Rosh Echever Kadisha Hoyo B'Shuk Pest. The Echever Kadisha, they were all not around in the city. They weren't in Prishbarg. They were in Pes. Even though there's some of the younger members of the Chevra Kadisha, but they don't know all the nuances and all the halachas. They came to me and they asked me, should they bury this person b'kivrei avoysav? Or maybe they shouldn't bury this person together with avoysav. So some says like this: they found this person; he was killed. This was a homicide. He was murdered. He was murdered by a roitzeach. Hashem yimkom davai. And this person was brought to Prishbarg, and there was a shaila. There was a whole chakira. Should they bury him together with his family in the chelka, or maybe they should bury him b'makim b'fnei atzmai? Now the some says that the chevra kedisha wasn't there; otherwise, the chevra kedisha would have passed in the shaila. But no one was there that knew, so they brought the shaila to me. Now, what was the tzad that they shouldn't bury him with his family? What did this person do wrong? Listen to this. Kishamru Oimer, because they heard people saying that the Gemara says Mishachara Beis Hamikdash Afal Pi Shebatul Arba Misas Bezdin, but Din Arba Misas Bezdin Loi Batul. And the Gemara goes on to say that if someone's chayiv skila, gets skila, and if someone's chayiv saif, he gets saif. And this person was killed. He was beheaded. He was killed with a sword. He was mamish killed by this reitzeach. So they tainted from the fact that this person got saif, says lach amechuyev mises bezden, and amechuyev mises bezden ain't koyver noise bekivrei avoysa. So this is the shnayla that they asked the Hilchos Chasam Sofer. So the Chasam Sofer said like this. He said, the first thing I want you to know is that if the Chevra Kadisha was here, I wouldn't pass in the shayla, because the Chevra Kadisha know the minig and they know how you go about things like this. And whatever the minig is, right? I'm not even going to write a truth on this. But Heyois, the Chevra Kedisha, are not here. And Lamaisa, we have to bury this mace right now. So we have to figure out what to do. So therefore, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write a Shiloh. So he said as follows. He said, it's posha to me ad lama'oid. He said that although the Shoyalim have a good chap, that din arba mises bezin leibato, and if that's the case, it's a little bit mashed with this person was Chaim Mises Bezin, and someone that's Chaim Mises Bezin, you can't bury him together with everybody else. But let me just read a few excerpts. He says, Masha Amru Din Dal Mises Loi Batul, Rotzo Loi Mar, Mishen Es Chayiv Saif Nimsa Lamachas. So he says like this, Teinach, that would make sense. He have Amrinon, if the Gemara would say, Mishen Nimsa Lamachas Mis Chayiv Saif. If the Gemara would say that any time a person is killed with a Saif, it means he was chayiv saif. Oz ho yisi yoy mekla. They call me shenerek bidei goyim who mechayiv mises besten. Obev Rabbi Akiva mechaveirav. Vaharugei lud mayikilom eimar. Aval chazal nizaru bedevreyem. Vaamru mishen es chayiv saif nimsa lamalchus. Aval loy call mishen nimsa lamalchus nes chayiv saif. Umikoshkein hanerek al yudei reitzeach ha'oirav ledam. V'im kein, you ready for this line? Ukmele v'cheskus tzidkus v'kashrus v'kodosh yeyom aloi. If that's the case, this yid, Rab David ben Rab Yosef Shachlus, he says he has a cheskus kashrus v'kodosh yeyom aloi. And Chalila, how could you say that he's chayv mises bezin? What is this Chasam Sofer remind you of? Chasam Sofer and Tshuva Shin Lamed Zayin, where he talks about Reb Zecharia ben Reb Yedidya. Remember this Yid who was in a backyard, he was a Kohen, and he was having a business meeting, and all of a sudden he sees a Matzeva there, and Reb Zecharia ben Yedidya, and it was made by Reb Yom Kippur, and the Ganzer Meisner, and the Chassam Soifer Paskin on this Yid, Reb Zecharia ben Reb Yedidya, that he's an Ish Kosher. Chassam Soifer never saw me, he passed away hundreds of years earlier. So Chassam Soifer says it again over here, that as it relates to this Yid, then the Chassam Soifer went weiter. He said, "Va'oidani mevi raya berura." It's just kedai to read this inside because we just learned the Gemara. Me shasan hedjem emches amad alf. It should say memzayin amad alf. The shokl v'tori bekotche shemaim shel anchi erani dachas. My time me'ei makriv enoise. Hamikivan the ikdol havle kaparo. Afilu meis betach rishay. Kidechsev nosnu es nivlas avodecha meichel oif. Afag after hoy rishayim umeisu mitoich risham karu le avodecha umeshani meis bidei akum the loy bedin mikdali havle kaparo afilu meis betach rishay. Beautiful sikum on the Gemara. Says the Chassam Sofer, "V'yesh lil moed misham tarti." I learned two things from this Gemara. Chada, do you have a mischaper b'misa? Koydim the chazu tsari the kivri the koydim ikul abasar. Are you koyver noisem miyad be kivri avoysam? If there would have been a kapara for the mechuyuvei misas bezdin immediately with the misa, it's mevur in the sugya, they would have buried him together with his mishpacha. Elo daner biat bezdin lesley kapara elo achar ikul abaser alkei nimsiru beis batei kvaris lebezdin. That's why you had to have the batei kvaris. So kila mishma. Another thing you see in that gemara is the nerug bideyakum neschapalim biyad terem tsayre de kivra. Darei oisan shahayu meichel oif shamayim lechazu tsayre de kivra. Right? They never had Tzara de Kivra. They were eaten up by the birds. Even before the Oif HaShemayim took them, Karulu Avodecha. The Pasuk already calls them Avodecha. Shari Oimer Nosnu Nivlas Avodecha Meichel Oif. Shema Meina Me'ato Sheniktalu Kari Le Miyad Avodecha Veneskapalem. Mkein Roy Umichuyav Lekoivim Bekever Avoyseyem. And this is Be'erich, Pachas Yosef, the Tshuva from the Halach Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer Paskin, but again, this Shaila, this person whose name was Rab David ben Rab Yosef Shachlis, by the way, so I looked up in the Sefer Isham Lechuvas Chassam Sofer, right? There's a Sefer, it's called Isham Lechuvas Chassam Sofer, good luck finding it. But this Sefer does exist, if you could find it, if you're so lucky. And in the Sefer, there's a bio on every person mentioned in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So whether it's a Shoyal, or whether it's just someone that's the subject of the Tshuva, like this tshuva right here. Anyone that's mentioned in the tshuva's Chassam Sofer, they tried their best to try to tell us a little bit about him. So I looked up and I gave this tshuva, and sure enough, it's Kuf Nun Dalid Rav David Shachlis. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. So who was he? Ben Rav Yosef Shachlis Bepresh Bart. And this is what it says on his matzeva. Sounds like we might have his matzeva. But Nusach Matzeva say reads as follows. Chad me Chevr Kadisha. Isn't that ironic? He himself was from the Chevr Kadisha. Oisek min urav ad yoy moisei b'mitzvahs bikur choylem u'bikfuras hameisim v'gam hoye kamash shonim gabay de pikuach nefesh v'nerag biad orol b'medias astreich yoyim hei beiz el tof kuf ayin al. This is what it says in his matzeva. But isn't it interesting? This is a Yid who was oisek. What was he zoicha to? He's in a tshuvas chsam sofer in one of the most important tshuvas. It's unbelievable, right? So when he was killed, homicide, ay gefarlich nebuch. In the moment, it looked like the greatest tzara in the world. Shaloi tavoi. Abul Maisi goes down. Number one, with a psak from the chsam sofer, came ukme le becheska sitkus vekadosh vekashus vekadosh yomerloi, and he was the one that gave us this tshuva from tshuvas. But the bottom line is just a little bit of how it played itself out. But this was the truth of the Chassam Sofer. The truth is like this. The truth is that the ikur premise of the Chassam Sofer, that someone that's nerag al yidei akum, kodesh yomer loy, meaning on some level, he's treated a little bit differently. He gets kapara. The Chassam Sofer bite it from our Gemara. The Kadmonim already bite it. Has to be, right? It's a mafurish Gemara. And really, it's a Ramah. The Ramah is in Yerideya, Simin Shin Mem, it's Sifhei. The context over there is a mummer that dies. So the Ramah says, "Ein misablin olav." We don't mourn a mummer. This is where the Taz brings that Rabbeinu Gershon had a son that was Hamer Dasai. Rabbeinu Gershon sat Shiva 14 days. He said, "Kavuchayim l'shchina arba aser yoyim." It's a big shaila if he sat Shiva on him as soon as he became a mummer. or it was only after he died. It's a question what the gerson is in this taz. But the bottom line is this is the context over here, that a mummer in Mesablin Olaf, says the Ramah, V'yeshon, shem mummer shenerak bidei goyim, a mummer that's killed by yidei goyim, Mesablin Olaf. Then already we're Mesabel. Says the Vilna Goyin Abir Agra, and the Shach already said it. What's the Mekar to this halacha? That a mummer that's Nerak Bidei Goyin Mesablin Olaf, Ayin Sanhedrin, Daf Memzayin, Omid Aleph, and Memzayin, Omid Beis. It's today's daf, that even a mummer, right? The Yidden who were killed at the time of the Charban, they were, many of them were Mumarim, they wiped their Zorah. But Afilu Hachi, even a mummer, once he's Nerag Al Yidei Akum, Mesablin Olaf. You know why Mesablin Olaf? Because he doesn't have a din of a mummer. And the Shach speaks out, Rochel Bit Chaktano. It's even if he didn't do tshuva, because no mention of tshuva, where's the tshuva? So even if he was Mace B'tai Chrisha, the whole Sugi screams it. Again, after you learn this Gemara, there's no Chiddush over here. It's a Mefurisha Gemara. We're just bringing out Vashteta on the Gemara. So the Chassam Sofer was talking about in Hilchis Kvura, that was the Shaila that was asked to him with the Chap of the Shaila, but it's a Mefurish Halach in Hilchas Avelos, that even though a Mummer ain't Mesablin Olav, but at the same time, to the extent that the person was Nerag Bidei Goyim, not even Malchus, the Gemara says Malchus, Nerag Bidei Goyim, Mesablin Olav, and the Shach speaks out Mefurish, even if he did not do Tshuva. So it's a fascinating concept, that you can have someone who's a Rasha, but if he's killed Al Yedei Goy, he's Nerag Al Yedei Goyim, he suddenly gets upgraded, he gets a tremendous kapara. He gets a kapara. Now, what does that mean? Is his matzav in the next world? It's Bahadei Kafshei the Rahman Allah Malach. Right? Ayun Lay Ras, Allah Kim Zulasach. We don't know. We don't know the Stutzach in Yanavel. But at the same time, what we do know is Vashtet in the Gemara. And what we do know is Vashtet in Ramah. And what we do know is Vashtet in Shach in Goyin. And what we do know is Vashtet in Chuvus Chassam Sofer. And that is that if someone is a Rasha, he's a mummer, and he's Nerag Al Yedei Goyim, he gets upgraded to the Madrega of Avodecha. And that's a good, good, good place to be. It's a very, very chashuv Madrega. So here's the Shaila. Here's the Shaila. This is where it gets interesting. And that is the Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amud Beis. It's also Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun. It's a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Yosef, when he was not well, so he said that he had like a little bit of a, like an out-of-body experience, right? And he said, Shamati Shayu Oimrim. I heard that they were saying, Ashre Misha Balakan Vitamude Biyade. Shamati Shayu Oimrim. I also heard them saying, Haruge Malchus Ein Bria Yechayla Lamu Bechi Tzasa. That if someone is killed, Al Yedei the Malchus Ein Bria Yechayla Lamu Bechi Tzasa. They have such a special place in Gan Eden that there's no one in the world that could even be Bechi Tzasa. The Gemara says, Man Ninu. When Rabbi Yisim said that he heard this Paschal say, Ein Haruge Malchus Ein Bria Yechayla Lamu Bechi Tzasa, who was he referring to? Ilayim Rabbi Kiva V'chaveirov. Didn't he mean Rabbi Kiva V'chaveirov? Mishum Haruge Malchus V'zulay. No one could be b'mechitzas Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva is shun nari nunchari bina nunchari kedusha. It's pasha why nobody could be with him. It says the Gemara Elama, you know who it is. It must be the Haruge Lod. So who are the Haruge Lod? So the Haruge Lod is referring to the two brothers Papus and Ulinus. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis Papus Ben Yehuda Brochus Amichalaf Amid Beis, right? When Papus Ben Yehuda tells Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shenitfas al divrei Torah, oy loy lo Papus shenitfas al dvar betelim. It was a yen dvar betelim. But the bottom line is, we know a little bit about the story of Papus and Linus. These were Yidden that were moise nefesh because of, right, the short version of it is that Kesar's daughter had been murdered, and they were blaming the Jews, and he said, because of that, all the Jews are going to be killed. Unless the real person that's guilty steps forward and confesses the sin, we're going to kill everybody. And Papus and Linus realized that everybody was going to get killed, so they stepped forward and they said, we did it, even though they didn't do it, and they were killed. So that's who Papus and Linus is. They were on a very, very high madrigal. And the Gemara comes out that Haruge Malchus Ein Bria Yechayla Lama Ben Chitzasan is talking about Papus and Linus, which Kipshuta means then not anyone that's killed by Malchus, but someone that's on a high madrega. The Rambam in his Igeres Hashmad, so the Rambam Toich Dvarov, he says as follows. He talks about the Maila Elyoina of someone that dies Al Kiddush Hashem. He says, V'isha Yizakeyu Akel Lalois Ben Maila Elyoina Kazois. Now the context of the Rambam, I'm picking up in the middle of a paragraph, is Yeharug of Al Yavar. So, for example, Chava v'Shiva Bonel, the Gemara in the Sugi of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, where someone's told, bow down to the cross or we'll kill you, right? Someone that dies, Al Kiddush Hashem. So the Rambam says, V'ishe yizakeyu hakel. Someone that has the schus, Lalois b'mayla el'yoyna kazois, to go and reach such a madrega. Kaloymer, shenerag al Kiddush Hashem, afilu hoyu avaynoisov k'mayurovam b'navot l'chaveirov. It's a pun, right? Because the Gemara, when it talks about the Haruge Malchus, talks about Rabbi Akiva Mechaverov. So the Rambam says, Afilu hoyu avinoisav kama yuravam benevot vechaverov. Humeyoylam abba. Vafilu loy hoyu talmid chacham. Even if he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, the Kach Amra Le Mashaloi Makim Sharuge Malchus Oyim Dem Ein Kol Briya Yecholah Lame Bim Chitzasan. Maninu Il Em Rabbi Akiva Mechaver of Kolshke Diketayr Ma'aseh El Haruge Lod. It doesn't mean Rabbi Akiva Mechaver of. Fakert, you could be Kiyurav and Benevot Mechaver of. Even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, but if someone's Nerag Al Kedushas Hashem, this person is going to reach a Ma'ila El Yoyna to the point that Ein Kol Briya Yecholah Lame Bim Chitzasan. So we talk about someone that's killed out Yedei Akum. So we have the sugya that we're learning right now with all the halachic implications. But then there's a whole nother element, and that's the Haruge Malchus. And the question really is, who are these Haruge Malchus? Right? Who are they? So again, from the Gemara, we said Haruge Lod. And Rashi's Mefarish with Haruge Lod, it's Pampas Anulainus. I don't know, in the Rambam it sounds a little vaguer, right? The Rambam says you can be Kimoyurov and Benavat Mechaverov. He's already going to be a Benoil Mabba. Oh, but even then, the Rambam said it in the context of someone who didn't want to be Oivet Avodah Zarah. Somebody that, you know, didn't want to be Oivet Gila Rayash Shvichas Dobin, where the mitzvah is Kiddush Hashem, or the Shas Hashmad, and even want to change the color of his shoelaces. But the point is that he's doing a mitzvah right now of Kiddush Shem Shamayim. This person reaches a maila that's mamish el yoyner from all the other mailas. But what about someone that just dies? Al Yedei Akum. He was killed. He was killed Al Yedei Akum. Or even more than that, he was killed Al Yedei Akum because of the fact that he's a Yid. Where does that fall into this category? So again, someone that's Nereg Al Yedei Akum Avodecha. For that, you can't look at him the same way. You can't say that a minute before he died, he was a Rosh, a Memela, that's who he is. You can't say it. It's a Toibet Var Mishnah. It's a Toibet that anyone who says that is, it's Pashit, it's coming from Amaratzis. It's coming because he doesn't know Sanhedrin Mem Zayin, he doesn't know Chuvis Chsam Soifa, Yeridei, Shin Lam Gimel, and he doesn't know an Ofen Ramod, a Shachin, a Vilna Goyin, Yeridei, Simon Shin Mem, right? I think that's pretty clear what's coming out over here. The question is, does this person who is killed, and maybe he was killed because he's a Yid, does he even go into a whole other category? I'm going to tell you something interesting. You know, we spoke at a raid bite on Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Zayin, right? That's the infamous daf. You can't say that. But that's the daf that's almost entirely Toisvis, and there's Messiah from the Mechsaluza that said that the Bali Toisvis were all on death row and they were mamish about to be killed. And while they wrote with their blood, they wrote this long Toisvis about Paraduma, it's all about Taira, right? That's what's going on in that Toisvis. And we spoke a little bit about the life and times of the Bali Toisvis, and people, we don't appreciate, we sit down, you learn a geshmak Rashi and a Geshmak Toisvis, and you're having a great time, and you don't realize the adversity that these Rishonim were riding under and everything that was going on. There's a tshuva from the Maril, where the Maril was asked, it's in Shalos Tshuvas Maril Simon Tzadik Tes. So someone tells the Maril, I heard a psak from the Maram in Rotenberg, that the Maram in Rotenberg said that if someone was Nereg Al Kiddush Hashem, if somebody was Nereg Al Kiddush Hashem, his children should not say Kaddish over him. And the reason is because you say Kaddish to give kapara for the person that died. And this person who was Nereg Al Kiddush Hashem does not need kapara. Doesn't need kapara. Nobody can be b'mchitzasai. So what does he need kapara for? Look at what the Rambam writes in his Igeres Hashmat. He said this person doesn't need kapara, and it's for that reason you shouldn't say Kaddish. So the Maril writes back like this. He says that this psak from Ram Rutenberg I never heard, and I'm not mekabel the psak. It can't be. Oh, but the hergish is half of a fell. He says the hergish of the psak, yeah, it's a mirror to get hergish. But he says you want to know the psak. He says no way. But someone that dies al kiddush Hashem, there's a Maram Rutenberg that's quoted in the Truvas Mar. Again, the Maril doesn't like it, but there is such a psak out there that could be the children don't even have to say kaddish. I'll tell you another Maramakim, and this is a tshuva from the Maracher Zerua, and this is a tshuva Yudal. Maracher Zerua was their Zerua son, and this is a tshuva from the Maracher Zerua. And if you go through the tshuva inside, you'll see it's mamish. It's an iyun shir. It's a clinic on Ardaf. It's Mamish Sanhedrin Mem Zayin. This is where all these sugyas play themselves out. It's Mamish playing itself out on today's daf. But the bottom line is, in this Gemara, he's talking about different things about people that died Al Kiddush Hashem, Ayin Shon. Toich Dvarov, he brings from the Sefer HaMikzois, one of the Rishonim, from the Sefer HaMikzois, that he saw from the Sefer HaMikzois, that the Sefer HaMikzois said that if somebody dies Al Kiddush Hashem, I'll read it inside. Mishe Nereg Al Yichud Hashem. Al Kiddush Hashem Baruch Hu. Bein b'shas Hashmad, bein shaloi b'shas Hashmad. Kuyin da amri lei plach lavei dezara. V'iloi katil malach. U'masar atzmei l'misa v'nerak. Oy nitzlav. I wasn't mean to be nitzlav. He was crucified. Oy nistraf al yichod Hashem. Kiven shekiddush Hashem b'nafshoi u'begufoi. Kol yisrael chayobin l'sabalolav. All of Klal Yisrael has to mourn him. V'lekroya, and to raise kriya, u'lehaspidei bebatei kneisiyos u'bebatei midrashos. The ishtoi loyti nasei oylamas. And his wife should never get married, mishum kvoid shamayim u'mishum kvoidai. This is what the Merach HaZeruah brings from the Sefer HaMikzayis. That someone that's nerag al kiddush Hashem, ganz Klal Yisrael has an obligation to mourn this person, and then he throws it in the end, v'ishtoi loyti nasei oylamas. Now why ishtoi loyti nasei oylamas, I'm not sure. What it reminded me of a little bit was the Gemara in Aseichas HaPayalim. But the Gemara said after Rav Lazar Rav Shimon passed away, so Rav Yehuda Nasi wanted to marry his wife, and she sent back a letter. And we spoke out at the time from Shlomo Zalman Bruin, Sharman Tzaron Balacha. He brings from a Kadman that said that after the Magid Mishnah was Nifter, so the Ritva wanted to marry the Magid Mishnah's Amada, she sent the same Shlichas. So it's a little reminiscent, right? This person is such a Kaddish. Now, why is it Lomdus, not such a tushtel, because she was never nishtamish b'kaidish. She became a kaidish while he died. No, we can't clear it. But the bottom line is, this is what he brings. So you see what it means, someone that's nerag al kiddush Hashem. When someone's nerag al kiddush Hashem, there's a whole different shulchan aruch. Ram Rutenberg said, you don't even have to say kaddish on such a person. The Merach HaZeruah said that he brings from the Sefer HaMikzayis that all of Klal Yisrael will ask to mourn him, and there's an inyan of ishtoi loytinasei olamos. So someone that's killed ayudei akum, does that mamish fall into that category? M'chayr not, right? But I'll tell you something very, very interesting. I saw a tshuva, and this is in the Shailos of Tshuva's Dvar Yehoshua, from Hagoyin Agoda Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg, of Kastner Train and of Bell's fame. But Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg, he has a tshuva, and this is in Cheleke, it's Simen Lamed Zayin. And in this tshuva, Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg was very, very feisty. He said that, I just came across a journal, one of the Haparides journals. So we know once upon a time, Torah used to be disseminated through journals. And one of the more famous ones was the Haparides journal, right? It made its rounds in the United States. And he said he came across a Haparides journal. It's in the year Tovshin Zion. And he saw that one of the editors of the journal threw out the possible suggestion. He said that it's post the Holocaust right now. And there were 6 million Kedoshim that just died al Kiddush Hashem. So he said that could the women, the wives of these Kedoshim, can they get married? Or maybe because of the Sefer HaMikzayis that the Merach HaZeruah brings, there's a bechina of Ishtoi Loytinasei, that Kedoshim. So if they're Kedoshim, maybe they shouldn't be able to get married. This is the shaila that was posed in a journal that was making its rounds, that were literally being dropped off by a delivery boy in front of people's doorsteps, right? This is the shaila that went around. And Rabbi Shimon Mendel saw this, and he said, I want you to know, I'm in a place now, I have no svarim next to me. I have a pen and a paper, and I'm going to write a machon now on this. He says, do you know how much tsar and how many tears Gedol Yisrael cried? Because there's a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam, and look at Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, and look at Rabbi Chaim Veloshin, and look at the Gedol Yisrael. They said, "Kulas ben benoy shal kulas," and you're going to put it out there. Let's make tens of thousands of women all of a sudden agunas ishtay like tinasei alamis because of a sefer mikzayis that the Merach HaZeruah brings. He says, "Harbe yesh laheshev al zeh." Oh, but the hergish, who's the Yiddish arts? How do you write something like this? He says, "It's a chutzpah. How could you do this?" He says, "I'm being moicha becholat kifus." He says, "I don't understand something like this. Do you know if we paskin like the Sefer HaMikzayis? Do you know that one shita?" So because of one shita, you're going to tell 10,000 women you can't get married now? He says, how can you even say this? And he said, one person picks up this journal and has epis vas, I hear in his mind that maybe I'm not supposed to get married. Do you know what kind of carbon you could bring in this world? He says, he was so angry. It's unbelievable. Mamish fire and brimstone, the way he wrote this tshuva. And he said, just because he said it, he was talking about Ayin Sham, there's a lot going on there. But the bottom line is, it comes down to this Shaila. Imamish comes down to this Shaila. The Yidden that were killed by the Holocaust, they're Kedoshim. We have a Messiah, they're Kedoshim. I don't know, I grew up, they were Kedoshim. 6 million Kedoshim. 6 million Kedoshim. If they're Kedoshim, so how far does that go? It means it's this Rambam now in the Yigeres Hashmad, right? Does it mean it falls into the category of this Maram and Rutenberg that the kids don't even have to say Kaddish? Does it mean it falls into this Merach HaZeruah? This chiddush that Rabbi Shimon Mendel couldn't fathom that somebody would put out there, Allah Lamaisa? Like, how far do we take it? Avodecha, that's Mefurish. There you can. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Zayin. That's a Ramah, Metashach, and a Goyin, and that's a Chuvah Chassam Sefer. That's not negotiable. That's not negotiable. Even though there were Meis B'Teich Rishon, many. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. It's neither here nor there. It's irrelevant. Now they're, but we know that Kedoshim. So the question is, how far does this go? It's a fascinating topic. And of course, this is something that, you know, the Olam tumbled about a little bit, right? Not so long ago, about a year and 3 months ago, right? This was a very big tumult. A lot of people didn't know how to make sense of people that were killed by Reutzchim, by Hamas and these terrorists. And, you know, people there died. They were maced by Teich Risham. They were maced by Teich Risham. You can't argue that. But you also can't argue Sanhedrin Mem Zayin, and you can't argue all these Mar Mekoymas. Now, does it go to the Bechina of Harugei Lud? I feel that you reach that Madrega? There's some gray area in the Sugya, but there's also some area in the Sugya that's not gray at all. I think it's a fascinating topic. And we are going to stop here.